Man Marv's Notebook for August 4th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2018. I just got back from a Bond dance. This one was a little different from most others that I've been to in the past, and I think I'm going to have time to edit some of the photos I took, and hopefully I can embed them into this podcast. I'll put a link in the show notes, I guess. Well, I definitely have a link on the blog if I don't just post the pictures directly there. But anyway, the different thing about this one is that this was at the Byodo Inn Temple in Kaneohe. And Chuck, if you're listening, this is the one the same temple I took your family to when you visited Oahu. So it's in the back of a cemetery, and there's a big, authentic Japanese temple in back there. And they have a sizable pond that kind of surrounds the temple. And because they have such a large pond, they also did a lantern floating ceremony at the end of the Bond dance, which took me for kind of a surprise, because 1 minute you're seeing the dancers, you know, dance around the little pavilion in the center, and then they announce, okay, this is the last song of the Bond dance, and then we're going to go do the lantern floating. And then, sure enough, everything stops, everything shuts down in the front, and everybody just walks all the way into the back around the temple to go and watch the lantern floating. To their credit, it wasn't as sudden as it seems. They were setting up for the lantern floating since they started the Bond dance, and they were just waiting for the sun to set and for everything to get nice and dark so that they could turn on the lights. It's always a little weird to see electric lights in such an area. You kind of have that traditional feeling where you should see a bunch of fire torches. If you remember The Karate Kid 2, my friend and I were talking, and we're really reminded of that scene of the lantern floating in Karate Kid 2, and it had some of that kind of vibe to it. They did have some torches around the pond, I guess just to give it the right motif, but the lanterns themselves that they launched, they were all electric lanterns. They had little LED lights in the center of the lantern. And I think, I'm kind of biased in that I would rather have a candlelit lantern, just because the flicker of the flame gives it a little bit more character. But anyway, none of the photographers that were in the that were attending the dance were allowed in the water, so the pictures, in my opinion, weren't as good as they could have been. I really do prefer getting up close in the water for this kind of a shot. You just can't do much from shore. I remember the first couple of years I went to the Ala Moana Lantern Floating Festival, I didn't have the nerve to go in the water and try to shoot the thing. I did shoot a bunch of photos from the shoreline. And compared to all the other photographers that do get in the water right up close to the lanterns, it just doesn't compare. So I'm kind of spoiled in that way, you could say. Anyhow, so that's my day. It's kind of a nice ending to the week. So we'll see what the next week is like, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.